This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. We'll call the Senate State Affairs to order. And welcome everyone. Welcome those that have joined us on the internet. Would remind everyone, if you have a cell phone with you, please either shut it off or put it on wiggle so we don't have any interruptions. If you're going to testify today, please sign in at the podium back there. If you have any material to distribute to the committee, please give that to our page and they will get it to us. And please direct all of your questions through the chair. And at this time, I would ask the secretary to please call a roll.
Senators Bolin.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Heinert.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Nordstrom.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Klum.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Mr. Chair, here's a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. And at this time, I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of our last meeting. Okay, we have a motion made by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Youngberg for approval of the minutes of our last meeting. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we've got one bill to deal with here this morning, which is Senate Resolution 7. The title is Rebuking Congressman Dusty Johnson for Voting Against President Trump's Emergency Measures to Secure the Southern Border, and urging Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds to support President Trump's constitutional efforts as our military commander-in-chief to do so. And at this time, we will take proponent testimony on SR 7. Good morning, sir. You have the floor.
Thank you, State Senator Lance Russell Hot Springs. I do have a few items to distribute. I thank the committee for meeting today. As you're well aware, I had another resolution that was essentially the same thing that I was a little bit tardy for. I got here 10 minutes early today. I felt the committee might have been a little bit trigger-happy last time. The genesis for this was the resolution, Senate Resolution Number 4, that we passed early in the session that had to do with asking our congressional folks to assist the president in dealing with the emergency on the southern border. That passed with great support, and then subsequently Nancy Pelosi and the new majority in the Congress decided that they wouldn't fund the wall to any significant degree, and we all watched that play out. Subsequent to that, the president, as you're all well aware, in dealing with the emergency, declared such by the powers that were given to him under the National Emergency Act that was passed in 1976 by Congress, ceding the authority and not defining what an emergency is, giving the president the authority to declare an emergency, but that they could essentially override it by passing legislation or a resolution overriding an emergency. And the reason why this isn't moot is because in 3 months they can come back with another resolution, even though the vetoed resolution recently, just this week, was not overturned by Congress, and we had our own representative again vote to overturn the president on what is clearly an emergency. Coming in yesterday, I was listening to South Dakota Public Radio, and last year there were 2,000 apprehensions at El Paso in February. This last February, just this last month, there were over 76,000 apprehensions. It had gone from 2,000 to 76,000. They are so overwhelmed that they are now keeping people, just this week, and there are photographs of it, if you look online, If the governor's office isn't communicating with you online, if you have your phone, you can see photographs from yesterday that they're keeping people in pens underneath of the interstate, underneath of bridges on the interstate. And some of these folks are saying that we are creating concentration camps because we're holding these people in fenced areas underneath interstates in El Paso, Texas, because of the overwhelming nature of what's going on. So last time when I was in the tax committee, and I'm sorry that I didn't get over here on time. I must have missed the page that was sent for me or the text that were sent. But I greatly appreciate this opportunity here this morning. Normally when I, in the Judiciary Committee, when I have such a situation, I usually move things down the calendar or trying to accommodate. But this is a better opportunity because I think your calendar is much lighter here today. So I greatly appreciate that. I've done a couple of handouts. One is from the last day that I was going to be here on Wednesday, March 6th. In the newspaper that morning, it says U.S. Border Agency says it's overloaded. And there again is that 76,000 number from February of this year. I've also passed out some text messages that after we passed the original resolution that Congressman Johnson had sent between him and the sponsor of that resolution, Senator Nelson. And you can read that for yourself as to what he was saying he was going to do in terms of this emergency that we have. But it was subsequently mentioned that there was some kind of a constitutional question as to whether or not the president had that authority. However, in 1976, when they passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president broad authority to do things of this nature and didn't define what an emergency was, you notice that there has been lawsuits filed, but there has not, to my knowledge, been any injunction issued. And an injunction is usually issued when you are likely to prevail in your suit. There have been suits filed, but there's been no injunction against what the president is doing. So I think that that's somewhat telling as to what we're dealing with here. But I felt that this resolution was important going forward because in 3 months, the Congress can take this up again to try and overturn what the president is doing if they are not successful in court. So I fully expect that you'll see another vote and another vote by our congressman probably two or three times before we come back here in January. And so I think that it's important that we debate issues such as this because, as you're well aware, we are, according to the Federalist Papers, we are to be a part of this federal system. It used to be that the United States senators were actually chosen by the legislature and were to represent the states. And so I had prepared an amendment that would have made it a positive, instead of rebuking Congressman Johnson, my amendment would have simply thanked Senator Thune and Rounds for their vote in this regard and encouraging them to stay steadfast in supporting the president in this national emergency. And it clearly is a national emergency. So with that, I thank you for the opportunity to be here today. And I thank the legislature for having an opportunity to discuss issues such as this. I think that it's incredibly important and that we give ourselves the latitude to do so in a fashion that even up till the last day of the session, that we can address issues. Because just this morning, one of the senators on this committee came to me with a hoghouse amendment to this resolution. And Senator Heinert has been experiencing the floods that have been going on in the state, in Todd County, worse than we have in my area, but it's certainly affected every corner of the state. And he had a hoghouse amendment to ask for a declaration of emergency, so it was perfect for the title of this legislation for the flooding going on in the state. And I thank him for bringing that to me, because I also think that that's important. And we are on record already asking that Congressman Johnson and the senators actually support the president on the other matter. So with that, I am very supportive of his amendment to deal with asking for an emergency to deal with the flooding situation that's affected the entire state. I believe that it's a friendly amendment, and I'd ask you to put it on, because we certainly need to deal with that emergency also. But this is the beauty of what we're doing here, is that up until the very last day, we can deal with the situation that's manifested itself just in the last couple of weeks. And so I thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to any further deliberation on this that you'd like to have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Senator Heinert?
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment at the desk, R7KA.
K, has it been distributed?
I believe so.
Okay, has everyone had an opportunity to look it over? Okay.
Move it at this time.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion made by Senator Heinert and seconded by Senator Youngberg. Any discussion on the motion?
Briefly, Mr. Chair. First off, I appreciate the good senator from Hot Springs. I visited with him this morning, and you know, sometimes the stars align, and we needed to be able to have a conversation, and there was still a vehicle out there where we could do this. You know, the flooding is affecting every corner of the state, just as he has said. It doesn't care if you're from a rich or a poor community. People are losing their homes and livelihoods, and I know I was approached on my way up here that what are we going to do about it? And, you know, with one day left, this is something that our body can take up and ask that our congressional representatives, you know, use their influence and support the governor and try to get the emergency declaration accomplished by the president. So that's what this amendment would do, and I urge its passage. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments on the resolution before us? Okay, seeing none, all of those in favor of adding amendment R7KA to Senate Resolution Number 7 will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. We'll take further proponent testimony on Senate Resolution Number 7 as amended. Okay, once you're seated, ma'am, you have the floor.
Thank you. My name is Florence Thompson. I'm president of South Dakota Parents Involved in Education, and our members are very much in favor of President Trump and his border policies and curbing illegal immigration.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. This testimony has nothing to do with the new revised resolution.
You need to be germane to...
Did it replace the whole bill?
It did.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I would support also the appeal for flooding. And I think that's a worthy cause. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any further proponent testimony on Senate Resolution 7 as amended? And please be germane to what the document that we're dealing with at this time. Good morning. You have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning, Senators. I represent South Dakota Citizens for Liberty and came to testify in favor of the first resolution. But I think I can speak for our organization, our members, saying we definitely support the resolution to declare the state of emergency, and are very grateful that Senator brought this to the attention of the body. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponent testimony? Oh, ma'am, what was your name?
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Barb Landers.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony? Okay, good morning, sir. You have the floor once you're seated. Please introduce
yourself.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. Mike Mueller, Rapid City, just representing myself. I think both issues in this resolution pertain to out-of-control flooding, but we do support the efforts that you have added to this to support the citizens of South Dakota and the citizens of this nation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony? Further proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Opponent testimony on Senate Resolution 7 as amended. Seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and turn it back to the committee for further discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Boland.
Well, thank you. And I'd just like to go on the record as well that I believe the legislature in the last portion of the regular run of the session, instead of having $500,000 go to the bottom line, designated what was left over after all the budget was considered to approximately $500,000 to go to flood relief. Now that's about a half a drop of going into a bucket, not even a drop. But I would like the public to know that the legislature, in the very last portion of its regular run, when this storm was hitting, decided rather than to let $500,000 go to the bottom line, did designate this for flood relief. And if I'm inaccurate in that, I would ask somebody to correct me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion or action? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to provide some comments briefly because the question that was before us at first, you know, there was testimony on it. There hasn't really been an answer to that testimony. And I just wanted to provide my comments that when I contacted the congressman's office relative to the previous issue that was contained herein, he actually got back to me and told me why he voted the way he did. And he had justification for it, and so I do appreciate the fact that he was responsive to my concerns, and I do hope that going forward, if we should pass this, that all of our congressional delegation will be responsive to the content contained herein. Clearly, the disaster declaration is very important to us, and the help from the feds will be greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Heinert, too.
Senator Heinert? Nope, Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move do pass.
Okay, we have a motion made by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Klum for do pass on Senate Resolution Number 7 as amended. Any comments on your motion?
Just to reiterate what everyone else has said, we're obviously in a state of emergency statewide. In my county, we have numerous roads that are underwater or have been destroyed. We all have seen the national coverage of what's been happening out on the reservations. This is an appropriate step to take to work with the governor in trying to get a disaster declaration for South Dakota. So I would urge us to adopt Senate Resolution 7 as amended.
Okay, further comments? Okay, seeing none, I too would like to thank Senator Heinert for bringing this forward. I think it's very timely. So at this time, we have a motion by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Klum for due pass on Senate Resolution 7 as amended. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, please call a roll.
Senators Boland?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hynard?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Okay, we have a unanimous do pass motion. I believe we have a title amendment here.
I would move title amendment R7KTA.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Greenfield and seconded by Senator Kennedy to move. If I find my document here. Title amendment R7KTA. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The title has been so amended. They will go on down to the floor for further consideration. Do we have anything further to come before the committee this morning? Okay. We have a motion by Senator Klum, seconded by Senator Langer to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.